Hey, everybody, and welcome back. How's it going? This is Amanda Moxley, and I want to welcome you to the Pop Your Biz in 2015 International Telesummit. And I'm Amanda Moxley, and I am the hostess with the mostest of this amazing training series, this interview series, where I've gathered 11 or so, or maybe a few more, I can't remember this time in my life, of my super successful six- and seven-figure businesswomen friends from around the globe. We're talking to Australia and Canada, the United States, and even the United Kingdom, to let you in on exactly what we did to catapult ourselves from where you may be now to having a profitable business and lifestyle that we used to only dream about. And we want you to know that you can easily do these same strategies and get the same great results. Like, it's not rocket science. And we're going to spill all of our secrets, and I've asked the women that I'm interviewing to share with us the good, the bad, you know, and even the truly heinous, like being transparent, being real, being authentic, being themselves, to make 2015 the year that you pop your biz. And if this is your first call, you're hearing from me, I'll just share a little bit about me. Like I said, I'm Amanda Moxley, and I am the creator of AmandaMoxley.com. And I was a health coach in the early days, and then I really struggled with money and business, and I had no problem getting clients. That wasn't the issue. I had no problem working with clients, because that's literally what I was put on the earth to do. But what I had a problem with was the money and, like, charging. And I'd let people pay me over 2 years with post-dated checks, or I'd give, as soon as we hit the money conversation, I'd give it away for free, or let's just trade. And it was just, you know, a lot of hurdles I had to go through. And then when my son was born in late 08, early 09, something happened within me, and I said, Mama's got to figure this out. I got to do this. And so I really went on a mission to really, you know, heal and transform my relationship with money and heal my money core and create a profitable business and a portable business, in which I now get to live in Hawaii a couple months, and I live in Utah, and I have two small children. And I coach women on a mission with a vision how to create profitable, portable, and playful businesses that rock and that pop and that they love and they suit their lifestyle and also help them in their money drama. And one other great thing that I'll say that's quite recent is I just completed my book called I changed the name to End Your Money Drama to hit a wider audience. So I'm also the author of End Your Money Drama. And you can hear more about that at a different time, because it will be for sale at one point very soon. Woohoo! Very happy about that. So enough about me. As I said, I brought together these amazing women, and today I want to introduce a woman named Christine Miskinis, and she is a mom's coach for life. And I just love this woman, her passion, her spirit, her beauty, her gifts, her transparency, and just, we've been friends and following each other for many years, probably 5 or 6 years it feels like, at least. And it really, she's created a really successful business helping mothers. And we all, many of us listening, are mothers. And I'll give her official bio, and then I'll start our interview. So Christine Miskinis is a women's essence coach and owner and founder of Rock It Out and Mom's Coach for Life. She has recently been defined as a spiritual midwife. Yeah, she supports women in the return to themselves in order to achieve their greatest desires, find their inner voice, and rock it out in their lives as women, mothers, and wives. Her path for healing and thinking outside the box began when she holistically healed herself of a lifetime of digestive issues and a precancerous condition at age 24. Through that experience, she learned to research, question, experiment, and always challenge what she was told by trusting her instincts in helping her to find a better way. Christine has been seen multiple times on Dr. Oz. That's amazing. And hosts her weekly series called Rock Out Motherhood, found on Mom's Coach for Life TV YouTube channel. Learn more about Christine at ChristineMiskinis.com and follow her on Facebook at Mom's Coach for Life, and also on Twitter and Instagram too. All right. I just got into Instagram. I love that. I will be following you there. Anyway, so welcome. I'm so happy you're here, Christine.
Thank you. Thanks, Amanda, for having me. I'm so excited to speak to your audience today and really dive into it.
Well, let's do it. So tell me a little bit about your story. I mean, you gave us a little, we got a great bio, but tell us a little bit more about, you know, what was your biggest breakthrough and a little bit more about your story.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is great for this topic because I really believe that, you know, we're all put here. We all have our challenges and our experiences for a reason. So my reason was that I was sick. I came into the world as a baby with colic and digestive things, which lots of babies have. And it just continued to snowball as I got older. So I had a sensitive tummy, and the doctors just thought I was nervous. And my mom would always ask me, what's wrong? What are you worried about? But I didn't know. I didn't feel nervous. I didn't know what was happening. And I ended up when, you know, I was in acting theater and going on stages, and also at the same time I was an elementary school teacher. So I had this great life happening, and I really believed, like, life was hard. You know, it took a lot to be a woman. You had to work hard, play hard, everything. And then this other part of me, I just thought, well, you're Italian. That's why you're always like, come on, mangia, blah, blah, like so passionate and pushing and, you know, rough around the edges as a woman. And I thought that's what you had to do. So here I was doing it all. And at the age of 24, I kept finding myself in the hospital 3 times a month in the emergency room. And the doctors didn't have an answer for me, Amanda. They were just like, well, you got, you know, you just have some digestive stuff. You got the acid reflux and the IBS, don't we all? And, you know, and that's just basically it. Keep taking the medicine. And then they found that I was starting to have precancerous cells grow up from my stomach up into my esophagus. And they said, you know, here's the thing. We're just going to keep monitoring you every 3 months. And when it becomes cancer, you know, because what you have, Christine, is something that people like 80 years old and over have from a lifetime of like acid reflux. So you being 24, we really just have to watch you. And when it becomes cancer, then we'll treat you. And I had this moment, Amanda, that came over me. I stood in front of my doctor and I literally could hear my voice say, you have the ability to heal. Your body has the ability to heal itself. Everything is fine. You'll be fine. Go figure out how to allow yourself to do this. And so
I'm
just
cry.
Left me off.
And it's so your body was saying this to you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in those moments. It's in those moments when we have the do or die or the something happens, right? And it's like this calm comes over us and we just hear a message loud and clear. And so as mothers, I mean, with mother's intuition and all that, well, you know, the babies can't speak to us. So many times we start to work that muscle, that really intuitive muscle. And so in those moments, I went out and in 6 months, I found a mentor who would help me, who was the right mentor, because suddenly she, you know, someone called me and said, Christine, I heard you're trying to do this. You need to connect with this woman and, you know, she'll help you. She helped heal her son of a lifetime of digestive stuff. I was like, yeah, bingo, that's my woman. And I met with her and in 6 months, I was completely healed. All the scar tissue was healing. I went back. I had my test done. And the doctors were like, great, the medicine's working. And I'm like, no, it's not the medicine. But let me tell you what it is. And they didn't want to know. They, you know, basically, you know, this is like over 10 years ago. They just said, listen, this is what I go to school for. Unfortunately, if you're not going to take the prescription, I can't treat you and blah, blah, blah. And at that time, I already knew better. I already had awakened to what was available to me in my life, and I started my healing, and I was so excited. Don't forget, I was working as a teacher at the same time with elementary school kids, so I started to look at the kids, and they would come back from lunch, and when I had to teach them math, and they were like, off the wall, blah, 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 and I'm like, what's wrong with the kids? I'm like, I can't get them to sit down and focus on numbers and patterns and, you know, math right now. And I would say, what did you eat for lunch? Oh, well, you know, I had this and this and a cookie and I had that and, you know, some Skittles. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. So I started talking to the moms. Like, did you know that there's these preservatives and these dyes and this and that? And the mothers were very receptive. They wanted to know more. Like, tell me, I don't know about this. And the more I told them and supported them, you know, in this whole idea of the lifestyle shift and how easy it could be to be healthy and how easy it could be to just make your own food and batch cook and whatever it was and teach your kids to like real food, how that started to change their lives. So
yeah.
This is my big story and my big why that I believe I was born to share.
Gorgeous. I mean, that's a bit, you were totally born. I feel your Italian passion coming through, and I love it. I also have the, I think we both might have known each other, because I had a big awakening in my 20s, nothing scary like that, but when women need to take their health back and, like, their food, and I love that you are a teacher, or when you were a teacher and you were empowering other moms and helping kids, because, I mean, the food out there is, that's one of my big missions, is to really help. I see organic gardening in all schools and kids eating real whole foods and just going back to the earth and the community, and I love it. Well, congratulations. This is so amazing. So where were you? And then tell me how, like, okay, so you were a school teacher, but now you're not. You're on Dr. Oz. So tell us more about how you popped your biz and like, how you got into being an entrepreneur, and what was your biggest breakthrough? And also, I'm going to double it up with the second question. Where were you before you popped your biz? I mean, I guess that's where you were before, but how'd you get into starting your own business? And we'll ask the other questions after that.
So great. So yeah, so this is leading up to this whole thing, right? So now here I am as a teacher and a performer, right? Because I used to do like community theater. I was always acting and singing and love taking the stage and love supporting people and really, having an enjoyable experience, full self-expression, and also teaching kids and working with the moms. And so here I am now, and what I found was these moms just wanted to know more. So when I started working with the moms about the food actually got easier. Like, so the moms right away would say, oh, wow, my kid, just like I healed myself in 6 months, the mom started doing these simple things for the kids, and it was like, wow, my child's changing, their behavior's changing, their health is improving, like their sleep is better, they're not getting sick as often, like all this stuff. And so I went on a quest, really, when I went to heal myself, and what I found was an alternative way of living, which wasn't really or should not be alternative at all, because it was returning to a simplistic way of living life, which made it more enjoyable and all that. So when I shared that with the moms, it was like the food became easier for them, the menu plans, this and that, you know, and really raising children to eat healthy food and real food is the basic thing. And they saw the enjoyment in that. And I said, this is a business. Like, you know, here I am teaching, but I can't teach the kids unless I work with the moms and help the moms raise the healthy kids so that these children can actually flourish in a school environment with each other and not have all of this ADD, ADHD, this hyperactivity, this behavioral stuff. I experienced that myself, by the way, growing up. Like I said, I thought it was because I was Italian. I thought it was because I was a teenager that I was so erratic and flying off the handle and being whatever, you know. Like, but really what happened to me was my body was filled with chaos, and it was in the constant state of that I was living my life, which is why I had to push so hard to do everything, which is why I didn't have the energy half the time to do everything, and I thought life was really hard. And then when I healed myself through food, everything became a lot easier. And in that, I also became calmer, and I also became more spiritual in the sense where I could tune into things. I became more intuitive. You know, when you eat right from the ground, you get it's easier to hear God talk to you. It's easier to pray and live in that type of a way. So when I started working with the moms and they started changing their children's eating habits, they started saying, you know, they started sharing with me more of who they are and their own hang-ups. And I said, oh, wow. So it's not, I went back to integrative nutrition at that time. I started studying more about the nutrition because I wanted to give the moms more. And I also wanted the title of a health coach now. Even though I had my education degree and my musical theater degree and all that, I was like, well, I need something else. So that was my first thing. And that supported me in working with the mothers, with their kids. And then the moms started sharing with me that they had all this emotional stuff that was happening that was causing them to overeat or binge eat or make poor choices because they wanted to rev up their energy, right? And so I was like, oh, wait, okay, so it's not just the food. It's actually bigger than the food. It's actually this whole emotional aspect. And so I was already working as a health coach, and then I took it one step further. I started my own spiritual now because when I learned the truths, right, I always thought I was healthy. I was never overweight. If you knew me my whole life, you never would have thought anything was wrong with me. Only those closest to me could see, like, the things I struggled through, but I didn't allow it to keep me small. And so what happened was I just kept growing and expanding. But I got a little off track there, so I'm trying to bring myself back.
I like it. We're following you, girl. We got you.
I know. I just got so excited. But so that was my big thing. So as I started to wake up to the truths, it was like when I saw the things, I was drinking Diet Cokes, I was heating up Smart Ones, I was, you know, I thought that was healthy. But as
right.
I started to learn about the real stuff, then I saw the things on TV, I saw the things in the commercials, and I'm like, oh, that's not true, and that's not true, and that's not true. And I became this rebel. Like, don't tell me that's true, because that's not true. And I let that carry over into everything. So even, like, the spiritual aspects, my religion, everything, I started to say, what is really true? And I became a truth seeker, is the short end version. And I started to now share that with moms. And each phase in my business, like, you have to be where you are. But each part that I was at, I kept stepping forward and saying yes and learning and growing more. And everything I learned, I was so committed to sharing. And I came from that space. And that's how my business began to unfold. So it started with the desire with the kids. It started with myself first to take care of myself and, you know, save myself from cancer and stop giving my power away, because my whole life I grew up next procedure, next medication. Okay, doc, oh, now I have this. Oh, now I don't, now I feel that. And it was like, save me, save me. So in that moment when I'm like, okay, you say I am going to have cancer, what's next? And they're like, nothing. And I was like, holy crap, what? Nothing?
They're just going to monitor you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was my big wake-up call.
Yeah,
that was my wake-up call of stop giving your power away, go off, discover the truth that's already in you, that your body can heal without any of the stuff, and claim yourself, claim your power. That's the big message. What I had to learn, I'm a teacher naturally, and what I learn, I teach. And this is how my business began.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's gorgeous. So did you ever have, like, in building your business, I mean, I feel your passion, this is what you're born to do, this is what you're meant to do. Have you had any struggles? Like, I mean, I just, you know, a lot of these people, they also have passion. They have had a tremendous transformation of maybe a health crisis similar to you or something, like a big wake-up call, and they're passionate and they want to help people, and yet they're kind of stuck around. I think what I hear you saying is you really just, you were a big sharer and you were focused on service and helping. But what was, like, what has kind of been the key, or have you ever had a failure, I guess, in your business, or felt like you couldn't do it or not feel supported, and, you know, or something around money or something along those lines that might help people who are similar to you but they just haven't popped yet?
Totally, totally. So the whole piece of the mindset, when I was saying about giving my power away, growing up in a society where I'd watch the news and I'd be consumed with fear and thought life was hard, pull up your big girl panties, you know, this whole mindset piece of what was available for me in life and the way a woman shows up in her life. So, like, I was told, you know, I wanted to be a performer. And my mom was like, you can't. You need to take care of yourself financially. You need to get a job, and then you can go play and perform. But, I mean, here I was auditioning for Broadway, always had the leads in all the shows. I mean, I was
cool.
Like, what do you mean? So, mindset, right? Like, okay, I can't do that. So that was the first piece. And then growing my business, I found myself in that space again because I was teaching, I healed myself, I was helping the moms, I started my business, and then I got married and had a baby in that same respect, right? So, like, my business kind of took this back seat while I was focusing on these other things, and then I had the idea that I was a health coach, you know, and I was trying to, like, make some money, and I had a baby, but I couldn't really have a business because I was a mom. Mm. And, you know, I wanted to work from home and all that, but, like, here, so I couldn't figure out. So that's where the struggle came in, was that I can barely have time to clean my house. And now I'm so committed to eating all these healthy meals, but guess who makes them? Me. And then I have the baby who's not in daycare because I chose to stay home as a teacher. I was also on childcare leave, which they give you. It's unpaid, but you get to stay home in the States and, well, in this position anyway. And so I was like, well, I don't have money now, and I don't have money to have, like, anything, any help or anything, and I have a baby, and, like, how do I do it? So I really right. sat in the struggle emotionally and definitely with the finances, with everything. Like, so my husband now had to work more to make up for the salary that we didn't have at home, and I thought that the business was going to bring that in, but again, how did I do that? So I really sat in the struggle for a very long time because I was not willing to – well, first of all, I just didn't know better. I didn't have things like this today, like this kind of a series to listen to other women. I didn't have any other examples. My mother's like, no, you don't work now. You stay home. You raise the kids. When the kids are in school, you go back to work. And I'm like, it didn't feel good to me, you know? So that was the struggle. Those were the biggest struggles, was trying to do everything on my own and feeling like a complete failure because the baby wasn't happy all day long and the food wasn't always getting cooked, you know, and I just couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah. That's not easy. I also stayed home. Both of my kids didn't go to a daycare, and I had someone come in. I had popped my biz by the second baby, thankfully, but the first baby I would pay someone like someone in the morning, a girl like my sister, you know, like a 25-year-old, my sister's friend, and she would watch him for 2 hours. It was like all I could afford was like the 2 hours, $20, and then he would take a nap, and then I'd have a little, you know, 12-year-old come over and sit there and for $5 $5 or $2 or something like that an hour for a couple hours in the afternoon. And in that first year, when I was really building a lot of my business, you know, my website and my programs and, you know, building a lot of the back end. And then because I chose also, it's a tough period in your home. And my 2-year-old is still, I guess she'll be 3. Our kids are exactly the same, you and me, but age-wise. But she is now going to a daycare because she wants a social life twice a week, two times a week, and loves it. Like, cry, like when I get there, she's mad. I'm there to pick her up. I'm like, come on. So those are – it's a lot, and then to grow a biz at the same time. I get it. So so if you could go back and you could figure out – well, another thing is I want to know, how did you get on Dr. Oz? How did you get on Dr. Oz? That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, the business was already popping at that point, and by that time
how did
I
you
had
get through – like, what was that biggest breakthrough in your business to get you to Dr. Oz?
Yeah, so it was release of control. It was complete surrendering and knowing that as a woman, as a mother, I cannot do it all to have it all. Mm-hmm. I can, that's a tweet, tweet it. I cannot do it all to have it all. So I thought having it all meant doing it all, you know, meant taking care of the house, taking care of the business, doing all this. So when I finally allowed myself, I woke up in my business now, okay, and realized, Christine, you need to have support. So you were a little more savvy than I was, even, because it took me 35 years before I even allowed somebody to come in and clean my house, because I kept telling myself I couldn't afford to do that. And then what happened, Amanda, was like every time something would fall on the floor, I'd be like, oh my God, I just cleaned the floors. But I mean, it's like ridiculous. Like, I was like, really? Like, I put so much time and attention to those things. It's ridiculous to sit in your struggle. So if you're there, it's time to wake up, because you sat in the struggle long enough, and that's not reality, and that's not 2015. So wake up to the fact that you can have help, and that not only can you, you require help. Beyonce, Oprah, blah, 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 they are who they are. They have help. Like, nobody does it on their own. It's so ridiculous for women, but women and mothers, we think, because, look, I was breastfeeding, I was doing cloth diapers, I was making homemade baby, you know, food. So for me, it was like, well, nobody can do this. Only I can do this. Only I can take care of my baby. Only I can. And in a lot of ways, it was true. I chose my life to be that way. So I was baby wearing him in a sling and doing all that and doing my business. And that meant that I had to let go of other things, like the laundry, like the housekeeping, like whatever. Get creative. If you don't think you have the funds, you really need to work on your mindset too, and open up to the different ideas of having a mommy's helper come in for a few hours. Whatever it is, you can afford, and you just have to figure it out. So start delegating. I started delegating, and in doing that, I could actually focus on other areas of my business, so that when Dr. Oz's opportunity showed up in my inbox, I was like, heck yeah, I can go there. Yeah,
it showed up in your inbox?
In my inbox. Well, that's a whole other thing. Like, that's a whole other conversation. It's actually not a whole other conversation. How did Dr. Oz show up in my inbox? Is that the question?
Well, yeah, I know. I want to know, were you doing media inquiries? Because I'm sure there's a lot of people that would love to be on a big TV show like that. So, like, give it to us. Like, were you sending, like, a media kit, or did Dr. Oz find you online, or how did it happen?
All right, you're going to think I'm nuts to pop your business, but okay, you asked for it. So my tagline in my business is tune in to your inner voice so you can rock it out in your life. And I took the time to delegate and to enroll in some business programs so that I could focus on other things like the Dr. Oz dream, like the national television stuff. And I started tuning into my inner voice, and I started journaling, and I started writing out where I saw myself. So I was asked to come on to a big expo for health, and by it's a wellness practitioner, a chiropractor, and he asked me, like, well, what's your big vision? What's your big dream? And I said, it's to have a national talk show for moms about health like the Dr. Oz show. And Amanda, and exactly 1 year later, on the same date that I wrote that email to that person saying I wanted a Dr. Oz, you know, show for mommies, blah, 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 I was on Dr. Oz myself. So now
that's
you might be like, well, this lady is completely crazy. I'm not even listening anymore. But
are you joking? That's exactly how I roll. Why would I think you were crazy? What's crazy about that?
Yeah, so people want to know, did you have a media kit? Did you have this? Did you have that? No. But popping your business is really about taking things off your plate so that you can leave room for your big dreams, because that's what happens when you take things off your plate. Things like that show up in your inbox. No joke, not kidding. I mean, it wasn't just to me. It was for a whole list of people that could be on Dr. Oz. And I want to share this, too, because the message actually said, oh, if you can, it's for like a game show segment, and you're going to be asked as a mother expert to decipher the difference between different types of coughs. It's like in a game show type of thing, whatever. And I got this in my inbox, and at first, when I read it, I was like, that's ridiculous. And I shut it off, and I started walking away to go pick up my son from school. I said, that's ridiculous. And then as I'm walking to the door, I said, Christine, are you crazy? You can totally do that. Like, why did you just shut that off?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, it's Dr. Oz. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So there goes that inner voice again. When I'm being all cute, I'm like, that's so silly. And I'm walking away. So what do? I write them back in the moment. They're like, we need to know by whatever time today if you can do this and write us back. And I did, and immediately it just took off the next day. I was on Dr. Oz. And then a month later, I was on Dr. Oz again.
Amazing. Seriously awesome. So that's how it goes. And what's also cool is that your whole background with, like, the theater and the acting and the singing, like, you were prepared for TV in a lot of ways as well, and to be on, to be seen.
Yeah.
It was
definitely, you know, in service. And it's just funny though, even though I had, look at that, even though I've been on stage and I've been a performer, even in that moment when I got that email, it was like I shut it off and walked away. This is how our mind makes, like, why are we not successful? Hello, that's a huge reason why.
Right.
Because we tell her, oh, that's silly. Oh, I'm going to be on a show. Oh, I'm going to have to have a component. Oh, I'm not going to do that. What? You're a doctor.
That's good. Oh. That's so good. And that just opened so many doors. And now you're able to, and the thing is, when you are truly of service, and now you are in, you know, you've been in front of millions of viewers. And so, and then you went through that transformation in your 20s and woke up and healed yourself. And, you know, it's just so beautiful. I love it. I think you're such an inspiration for everyone listening here. And the delegation is crucial, because you can't, like, you know, it's like Oprah's not going to be cleaning her toilet. Like, she's got interviews. She's got speaking. You know, she's got things to do, like initiatives and movies and et cetera. Like, what are you got, you all of you listening, like, what are you doing right now that you hate doing, and what can you delegate? Because the other mindset shift with that is that someone else, like, think about how many jobs you're supplying. Like, when you're letting go and allowing yourself to receive support, then you get to circulate more money in the economy and make the world a better place and empower more women. It's just, or men, you know. So it's the way it's meant to be. And so delegate. And like I did in those early days, I wasn't making much money. I mean, I just had a neighborhood kid for, a 12-year-old come for $5 an hour. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think it was $2 an hour. So, yeah. And I'm sure you all are thinking, I mean, it's kind of bad. I feel a little guilty. I only paid her $2 an hour, but she was 12 and I was home. I still feel guilty. I should probably go to her house and give her some money. Oh, well, it's Utah right over here. Mm-hmm. The economy is good. You know, there's not much, the cost of living is pretty low. All right. So give it to me, girl. What would be your five steps of how you popped your biz? And I think you've alluded to quite a few, but if you could break them down, can you break it down for us?
Totally, totally. Sit in your struggle until you're sick of it and get the heck up. Sit in your struggle until you're sick of it. Like, you're totally sick and done with struggling. If you're there now, great. Then consider this, step two, which is your wake-up call. Okay? Your wake-up call comes at the exact moment when you're able to receive it. That's why I said sit in your struggle. I mean, don't make your life easier, because to have a business pop, you got to be all in or all out. It really doesn't pop overnight if you're not. Something's got to change. So sit in the struggle till you're sick with it, and then
wake up. That's good. I've never heard anyone break it down. It's so true. Like, how long are you going to be in that misery of that stupid trauma and go round and round and round with that sorry-ass story? No offense. Okay, so sit in it till you're sick of it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I love that we can laugh. We can laugh because when you wake up, you see things differently, and you know what? It lightens up. Wake up, lighten up, and, you know, accept your calling. And step two is wake up call, which this is. And number three would be surrender. Surrender to your higher power. Surrender to, just like I had this inner voice come over me, this stillness, this, you know, you actually are this powerful being. You must surrender to this whole mindset, this way of living. Yes, it's possible for me to stop the struggle, let it go. Why is that song so popular? Listen to the lyrics. Enough of it. The cold never bothered me anyway. I mean, yeah, we've had it already as women. We're ready to rise up. Rise up.
You are so a mother of a 3-year-old. Like, I bet if people are not mothers, they're gonna, like, let it go. The cold never bothered me anyway. I think that song is, that's what's manifested all that snow in the East Coast for all of you. Right? She's all those little girls. Let it snow. Let it snow. It's not even let it snow. I always think it's let it snow, but is it let it go?
It's let it go.
I got confused.
Let it go. But yeah.
Okay. I thought it was let it snow for a minute.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I do.
That's okay.
By the way, we're talking about Disney Pixar's movie called Frozen that little girls and boys like. Mm-hmm. I like it too. That is why that song is so popular. Back to you, Bob.
Absolutely. So let it go. I can't hold it back anymore, right? Let it go. Stand away, step away, and slam the door. Like, that's it. That's your sick of your struggle. I don't care what they're going to say, okay? Let the storm rage on. The snow, the cold, whatever you want to say, never bothered me anyway. Surrender to your greatness. Stop being cute, you know. I like to teach moms how to live the lives they came here to live, you know, be who they are meant to be before the world told them who they should be, need to be, had to be, what they had to do. BS to all of that. That is not the truth. You are powerful. So get out of the whole mindset that you need to do it all, to have it all, because the truth is you need to delegate so that you can be it all in your life. You can be the woman, the mother, the wife, whatever you're here to be, the business owner that pops her biz. I mean, let's get some support. Start to delegate so that you can rock it out. So those are the pieces. But the biggest piece that I would say is tune in to your inner voice, because nobody needs to make you great, and nobody needs to really tell you do this and this and this. So all that like done for you blueprint and all that other stuff, no. Find the mentor, okay, after you've had your wake-up call and you surrender to the fact that you can't do it all alone, but you do have all the answers inside of you. Go get some support with the structures. Go find a mentor who's doing it, who you resonate with, who can guide you and lead you and support you in remembering your greatness and building and popping your business.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much how it's done. So sit in it until you're sick of it. Then have your wake-up calls, number two. Number three is surrender to your higher power. And then number four, and the, is number four delegate and get
yes.
the support? Okay.
Yep.
And then number five
delegate,
is tune into your inner voice. And then find a mentor that's done it. Like a one-on-one mentor is what I hear you saying.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
so much group or a right. program, but just really, or both, really. I mean, takes
yeah.
both, but. Yeah, that is. I could not agree more, or you know, however you say that. I completely agree with everything you're saying here and your little steps here. I think it's absolutely fantastic. You've given so much value to these ladies today, so helpful, and I love. I got to go listen to that Frozen song because you just nailed it with that one. That is such a good song.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for sharing it. So I know you have a free gift to share with everyone. Do you have the details on that, or I can also explain
yeah.
it myself?
Okay. Yeah,
go
absolutely.
Ahead and take it away.
Awesome. Yeah, so this is a Rock Your Voice session, and it's really how to return to your inner voice. We all have it. As mothers, you're even at an advantage because you've birthed babies, you've carried babies inside of you, and so you've done the whole intuitive piece and you feel the baby growing and kicking and all of that, right, and supporting the baby. So it's easier for you, and you've already had examples and experiences with it. But it's time to actually use that as your internal GPS so that if you're looking to pop a business, so here's the thing with the business stuff. Someone could give you – Oprah could come in and give you her blueprint of how she built her empire, and you will not be able to do it because you are not Oprah. You're not meant to do it. You are you. So just as Amanda does her thing and I do my thing and there's other people doing this, the world is abundant. So find the mentor that resonates with you and know that you have your unique voice to share with the world. And if you don't know what that unique voice is, this session is for you to get really clear on who you are, what you're meant to do in the world, and how you are already a rock star who just hasn't taken the stage. You're like waiting for the perfect time or the perfect performance or the perfect whatever, and that's not how rock stars operate, by the way. They know that they were born to stand out, and so they go and do that. And when they take the stage, all the people come, and they get the standing ovation, and that's how it works. You don't have to chase and go searching. You just have to show up in your brilliance, in all of you, who you were here to be in the world. Shine your light, and everyone will find you, and the perfect people will want to work with you, and your business will P-O-P, pop.
So true. Like, it doesn't have to be hard. It can be so easy, and it can be just really aligning. And I love that about the rock star. Like, they know that they're a rock star, and they're just there to shine their light and dance their dance and sing their song and be the light. And I love that. And that's how children are. I mean most small children, that's how they are. They are just
yeah.
So we have a lot to learn from them. Okay, so that your information is then I didn't mean to interrupt you, did I?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. So so your gift is on the gift page where all the speakers' pages and Christine's gift will be a link to that on the speaker gift page. So that's an amazing gift to be sharing with people. So thank you so much for that. And my last question is, what motivates you?
What motivates me is seeing women rise up, right, as these amazing mothers and beings in the world so they can rock it out, So I'm motivated by just looking around me in the world and seeing all of these women who are ready and yet hesitating and popping their businesses and stepping forward in their lives and hearing the voices. And, you know, that motivates me. It's women's empowerment, because there's never been a time like this. We are so ready.
Oh, I
to
know.
Pop.
This is so exciting. Yeah, and thank you so much for sharing. So gorgeous. Okay, well, everyone, thank you so much for being here. This audio will be available for you. I'm not putting any limits on your availability or access to this, because I want you to be able to listen to it. Also, we will be joining in our private Facebook group. I hope you'll be traveling with us in there, and hopefully Christine can pop in and say hi and be a part of the community when this is aired, and we can all connect and cheer each other on and pop in the biz. So thank you so much, everyone, for being here, and thank you so much again to our gorgeous guest today, Christine. And everyone, have a gorgeous day wherever you are in the world. Peace and love. Namaste.
Bye.
Hi. Thank you.
Thanks, love.